Abidjan's distinctive orange taxis have been zigzagging through traffic here for decades. But recently, new competition has rolled onto the streets. In front of his house, TV producer Jean-Louis Zoibo hops into the unmarked car he ordered. TaxiJet sent him the detail of the car and the driver by text message on his cell phone.
I often carry a lot of things with me because of my work. If I forget it in a regular taxi, it's unlikely I'll get it back. And I insist on punctuality. It is paramount to me.
At the headquarters of TaxiJet, all cars are tracked at all times. The service, which launched last June, now receives about 100 bookings a day. Most of TaxiJet's 500 drivers use their own traditional orange taxis, but the company has begun to expand its own fleet of unmarked vehicles to meet demand. Inspired by the American booking service Uber, TaxiJet co-founder Parfait Ouattara believes some Ivorians are ready to pay a bit more for better service.
The concept of TaxiJet is to provide comfortable and safe transportation for Ivorians. Our drivers are qualified, they drive peacefully and are polite.
Over the past year and a half, three other transportation companies have made similar bets in Abidjan, proposing various rates and levels of luxury. Taking one of these services, a unmarked car, costs an average of 50% more than hailing a traditional orange taxi.
In our taxis, we have electronic tablets on which you can check emails and the city guide. There's also a 4G network available on board.
Congolese entrepreneur Vang Zigoma plans to expand throughout Africa, but he chose to start in Abidjan.
Abidjan is French-speaking Africa and West Africa's powerhouse with a growth rate around 10%. Africab targets all kinds of customers, but the people most likely to use the service are the middle class.
And it's working. Africab has already had to double its fleet, and the company now has a partnership with a big hotel. So what does this mean for the city's 2,000 orange taxis? Brissa Diaby of the local taxi union says they are trying to improve service. Some taxis now have GPS trackers, others are fixing the meters, though many drivers still prefer to negotiate rates. Diaby says the union has requested a meeting with the Ministry of Transport to discuss the new car services, but he is not too worried about competition.
We go to the working class neighborhoods. We drive 24/7 to help Ivorians. These new companies are not here to help average Ivorians. They are here to help the rich.
As for the cab driver's notoriously reckless driving, Diaby says that's probably not going to change. He says it's just part of navigating the city's crowded streets. Emily Yop for VOA News in Abidjan.